Much focus this week is on the USDA citrus crop forecast to be released Friday at 8:30 a.m. Southeast AgNet will have a live broadcast of the forecast beginning at 8:29 a.m. on Citrus News affiliate stations. Many other issues weigh on growers' minds, including the ability to grow young trees in the face of greening disease. Extension agent Ryan Atwood spoke optimistically about that issue at recent extension meetings for growers.
Based on a survey that one of my colleagues did of a few growers in Polk County and Highlands County, what growers are finding with these 3-year-old and 4-year-old plantings are that the infection rates of HLB are fairly low, 0 to 1.5%, and that's with very intense practices, multiple applications, soil drench and foliar. I think what we're seeing is that you can grow a young grove to productivity with low infection rates. What happens from that point is debatable, but I personally feel like citrus industry here to stay for a long time. We can manage to an extent the disease. I'm definitely feeling more bullish about the citrus industry.
Atwood also briefly discussed advanced citrus production systems.
We just talked about ACPS in the sense of growing a young tree to productivity and getting your money back more quickly. And that has somewhat to do with tree density, something to do with maximizing tree growth and teaspoon feeding your trees so that it lacks for no water and no nutrients.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.